634-1240 is the number here on KFBC. Cheyenne today, Reese Monaco with you. And we're visiting with Jack Spate. And Jack Spate in with us to visit about a program. You've heard the ads running on the Cowboy State News Network, the Wyoming Lawyer Assistance Program. And first of all, Jack, thanks for coming in today. Certainly do appreciate you taking a little bit of time out of your busy schedule and visiting with us.
Reese, we're just privileged to be here and be able to shed a little light on the YLAP program and the PSAs that Governor Mead was so gracious to do, both for radio and TV.
Yeah, well, I guess let's just talk a little bit about this. The Wyoming Lawyers Assistance Program, you called it the YLAP program. Just essentially, kind of in a nutshell, what is this and how did it come about, Jack?
What it is, in a nutshell, is lawyers helping lawyers. The business profession we're in, it can be stressful. It can be anxiety-ridden. It can be depressing. It can lead to all sorts of issues. Wyoming is one of the last states to come up with a lawyers helping lawyers program. And some of the officials of the Wyoming State Bar proposed to the Wyoming Supreme Court to create YLAP, and it was created by Supreme Court order in April of 14. And part and parcel of creating YLAP, the court established some rules. And let me just, I don't want to bore you or the audience to death sounding like an attorney, but it's important that you understand, your listening audience understands, what YLAP's all about. So the goal of the program is, A, to protect the interest of clients, litigants, and the general public from harm caused by impaired attorneys or judges. Two, to assist impaired members of the legal profession to begin and to continue recovery, and those are key phrases. And C, to educate the bench, bar, law students, and the public regarding the causes of and remedies for impairment affecting members of the legal profession. Nothing worse than for a client to hire an attorney, lay out a couple of thousand dollars, and have that attorney go off the ranch either in deep depression, anxiety, burnout, or worse yet, suicide. And we've had four of our brothers and sisters, I should say brothers in this state, commit suicide under the radar in the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. And it's reaching out and trying to help these people. And it deals with addiction. It deals with aging of attorneys. It deals with burnout. It deals with anxiety, stress, depression. The whole gamut, even including eating disorders.
Mm-hmm. I guess, Jack, why is being a lawyer or being a litigator, why is it such a stressful and a position or stressful job to have?
Well, you know, as a guy that's tried over 100 jury trials in nearly 50 years of practice, I thrive on stress. I love stress. I create stress. The people that have worked with me and around me understand that better than most. But a lot of people aren't hardwired to tolerate stress. And when somebody comes in and they give you their life problems and you're there, we're really there, whether you're a transactional attorney or a family law attorney or a trial attorney, we're there to solve somebody's problems. Mm-hmm. And those problems go home with you at night. And attorneys tend to be A, perfectionist, and B, pessimist. Somebody comes in and tells you a story, you're looking at all the holes in the story. Mm-hmm. And a witness comes in and tells you something, you're looking at all the holes. So those two instincts make you a very good attorney, perfectionism and pessimism, looking at all the negatives, planning against them, and then you go in and try a lawsuit for a week or a month. Those lend themselves to some severe psychological and emotional issues over the long haul.
Mm-hmm. So how is this program helping attorneys, Jack?
Well, what we've done is we've set up a foundation called Wyoming YLAP Foundation, and my wife Carol and I have put some seed money in, and some others have put some seed money in. And since I'm not being paid by anyone, what money they were going to use to pay a director of YLAP, That money's gone in. And so when I get a call, and the key to all this is the confidentiality. When somebody contacts me, it stays with me. I'm there to help them. I don't tell anybody at the bar office. I don't tell any judge. I don't tell any client. I tell no one. But here's the way it happens. I'll get a call that attorney so-and-so is having some issues, whether they're alcohol or depression or life issues or burnout issues. And I simply reach out to them. We've got, in 20 counties, we've got about 70 volunteers. A lot of recovering alcoholics or people that have gone through the emotional trauma and gotten the professional help they need. So I reach out to the attorney, and here's two scenarios. Hi, attorney so-and-so, here you got some issues, anything we can do to help? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm fine. Leave me alone. Well, you know, you're not fine, because I wouldn't be hearing about it down in Cheyenne if you were fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to come up your way, and then I'll get one of my volunteers, and we'll go in and kind of do what we call a soft intervention. We're literally here to help you. We can get some seed money to get you in for an initial evaluation, and we've contracted, the Bar Association has contracted with the Wyoming Professional Assistance Program out of Casper, and they have some professionals on staff, both psychologists and psychiatrists and addiction therapists. And they do the initial evaluation, and then they may have a referral for treatment to one or more professionals in the communities around the state. They have monitoring programs, and their whole goal is to evaluate and monitor and help with interventions, and to make appropriate referrals to professionals, either psychologists or psychiatrists. And the key to all this is confidentiality. And then once somebody gets involved in a program, I don't know, it's so confidential, I don't know if they've fallen back out, but occasionally I'll get a trial judge will call up and say, Jack, so-and-so's got problems. He was drinking today when he was in court. He's not returning phone calls. He's missing filing deadlines. I'll see that judge at a function later on in the year, and the judge will say, hey, it's working. Everything's on the keel. So I do get some feedback that way.
So you mentioned a judge may contact you. How about is it a client? Is it a spouse? Is it another attorney?
We're reaching out to anybody. Law partners, opposing counsel, legal assistants, spouses, clients. Whoever has a concern, we're asking them to contact me at YLAP, and my phone number, and I'll repeat this several times, is area code 307-996-6834, 996-6834. And, of course, I carry that phone with me 24/7. But as I walked out of the door this morning to get down here, that phone's in my house. So hopefully my wife won't be too concerned with it ringing and nobody answering. But the number is 307-996-6834. And the main thing is, and Governor Meade, you know, we go way back. The governor was an intern for Stan Hathaway and I last century, and now he's gone on to the big time. But he was gracious enough to understand the importance of reaching out, particularly on the suicide issues, because the biggest factor to put somebody into the suicidal mode is depression. And we find that whether your release is alcohol or drugs, and surprisingly, we haven't had many drug issues other than alcohol, is depression. About 80% of the people nationwide that are into alcohol have underlying emotional depression, anxiety, bipolar issues. And if you don't treat those underlying issues, getting off the booze isn't the total solution. It's a big first step. But you've got to treat the entire person, just not their addictive nature.
Yeah. 634-1240, if you do have a question or a comment for Jack about the YLAP program. And Jack, some of our listeners might be going, well, you know what? What makes lawyers any different than any other profession that's out there that is a high-stress position?
Yeah, great question, Reese. The organization that we deal with up in Casper, Wyoming Professional Assistance Program, also provide the same evaluation and counseling service to the Wyoming Medical Society, the doctors. I believe they are in talks now mm-hmm. with several other professional groups, including pharmacists, architects, nurses. Attorneys don't have a corner on it, but once somebody is into substance abuse, the impact seems to be greater on attorneys simply because the way they're hardwired. Perfectionist, pessimist.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing a wellness, or not we are, the state bar is doing a wellness program for 2016. And we're accentuating the positive. In other words, the positive psychology for lawyers. The instincts of prudence, aggression, critical judgment and thinking, all those things lend themselves to a greater exposure to all sorts of problems for attorneys. The American Bar Association, for example, estimates that substance abuse, stress, and or emotional health issues impact 15 to 20% of the attorneys nationwide as compared to 9% of the general public mm-hmm. because they don't find themselves in the day-to-day stress. You know, when I turned 70, I told my partners I was going to start giving it away and doing some work at Legal Aid and mm-hmm. some volunteer work. I knew at age 70 that I did not have the physical or the emotional stamina to go in federal court, where I tried most of my cases, for a 1 week or 2 week or 3 week jury trial. Those are cases in which, you know, and I'm looking at you across the table thinking of our colleagues in sports.
Yeah.
The coaches, what they go through during the season, what the players go through. I mean, they get very little sleep. Mm-hmm. You're on it nearly 20 hours out of 24.
Yeah.
And there's just no end in sight. And so, but at least in the colleagues that we know over in Laramie or here in Cheyenne, they can walk away from it. Mm-hmm. They're only in it 8, 10, 12, 14 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But trial attorneys, I have gone from 1 month-long jury trial right into a second month-long jury trial. Well, if you do two or three of those a year, you've had all the fun you want.
Yeah.
In terms of the stress and the pressure.
Yeah. So I guess the ultimate goal for an attorney is to win the case and have the ruling in your favor. If somebody is having issues, you know, could that overturn a ruling? Say a client goes, well, you know what, I didn't get proper representation. My lawyer is an alcoholic or something like that. Could that overturn a ruling?
Good question. Well, let's segregate the difference between civil law and criminal law.
Yeah.
Clearly, in criminal law, there's a whole area of law for the appellate courts to determine whether or not there was ineffective assistance of counsel.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been new trials granted. But on the civil side of the equation, the bigger concern is making sure that when clients hire attorneys, they're getting the very best they can out of their very best attorney. Mm-hmm. They don't want to have somebody that is impaired, and that was the whole principle of establishing YLAP by the Supreme Court,
mm-hmm.
is we need to help impaired attorneys. Now, the hammer side of the bar is called Wyoming Bar Council, and that deals with suspensions and revocations and reprimands and disbarment.
Mm-hmm.
And what they were seeing on the disciplinary side is some of the cases, tragically, the person just needed to get some psychological help and management and guidance. And they didn't need to be disbarred. They didn't need to be suspended. They needed to be helped. And so that's what YLAP's in for.
Okay. Well, you mentioned, you know, how lawyers are hardwired, and you mentioned stepping in. I would imagine the part of their character, the part of their being that got them to the point where they are, that got them through law school and to be a successful attorney, is also the part that is the hardest thing for them to come over and admit they have a problem, isn't it?
Attorneys make real bad clients. They don't listen very well. And I've represented some attorneys
yeah.
or their insurance companies on legal malpractice over the years. And they don't take advice very well. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, from time to time, I put myself in that same category, you know.
Yeah.
We've got the answers. You come to me. I'm the problem solver. Don't you give me advice.
Yeah.
But again, you've seen some people in the coaching business, same hardwired exactly. personality.
Yeah. You don't get to that point if you don't have a little bit of an ego and a little bit of confidence. I'll tell you that, right? You know that too, Jack. Jack, also, there's a perception out there. You know, a lot of lawyers get a bad rap. I mean, a certain amount, butt of a lot of it, jokes and things like that. We're playing these ads on the Cowboy State News Network, and we had a caller make an offhand comment about the ad and things like that. How do you respond to stuff like that?
The best way to reach out is, you know, we're human beings too.
Mm-hmm.
We've got our frailties. We've got our limitations. We've got our problems. And just be, quite frankly, more understanding and more loving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all in this together. You go to an attorney with a problem and you pay him money. You want to get a good, favorable result. And you want a good, healthy attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And banging on somebody when they're down or kicking them when they're down, that's not our style.
Yeah. Where does the funding for this program come from, Jack?
Well, right now it's volunteer. I'm a volunteer. I'm not paid. The Wyoming, the foundation, Wylap Foundation, has got some seed money,
mm-hmm.
and the state bar was gracious enough to provide some computers and things of that nature, telephones, things of that nature. But right now, we're just begging anybody that wants to help out, send a check to me at the Wyoming, care of the Wyoming State Bar, the Wyoming Foundation. Rhonda Woodard, who I'm sure you know, she's the president of the Wyoming Lawyers Foundation here mm-hmm. in Cheyenne. And off the top of my head, I don't have her number, but she, along with Rick Wolf and Bob Tiedekin and Robert Tiedekin, are all in practice here in town. And Rhonda would be a good source to send the check to also.
Okay.
And so, it's tax deductible, I might add.
Yeah. So really what you wanted people, you encourage people, if they know an attorney that they feel might have some issues, to take that first step.
Please
That's
do.
What this program is about.
Reach out and call me, and then we'll follow up from there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 3.6 times, lawyers are 3.6 times more likely to suffer from depression than non-lawyers. 3.6 times.
Mm-hmm.
And depression is the most likely trigger for suicide.
Yeah.
Bingo. So we're anybody that has issues, they see it with a loved one or with their attorney or a friend, give me a call.
Yeah.
Because that friend, that attorney in distress is probably going to call, although I've had mm-hmm. several call.
Really?
Surprisingly enough, several call. Had one that was drinking pretty heavy, and I says, you know, I can't help you much when you're drinking.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll call you in a day or so when things settle down a little. Mm-hmm. And we have had some help that way. But the high stress, another factor I want to key in on, 80 hours a week is not unusual for a high-stress, busy attorney, whether mm-hmm. they're a transactional attorney or a trial attorney.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those numbers are realistic. And you know, those make for long, long days, nights. You don't have many weekends. And no quality downtime.
Mm-hmm.
Once upon a time, it was reasonably fashionable, particularly in the bigger law firms, particularly the law firms outside of Wyoming, to give their high-profile, high-charging attorneys a sabbatical for mm-hmm. a year or so, and a paid sabbatical, just like universities do.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a tough commitment to make. And what they were finding is once an attorney was out for a year, he didn't come back.
Really?
She didn't come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this, do you find it, I mean, is the depression more in the male or the female, or is it kind of equally both?
It doesn't matter. I would say percentage of males, females in the Wyoming State Bar, the percentage of client base that I've dealt with is about the same.
Is it? Okay. Well, you know, I guess on the I guess everything has something underneath, and I guess from the outside, say my perspective, I see an attorney. I say, you know what, you're doing pretty well for yourself. You went to law school,
sure.
You got yourself a great job, and you're doing well for yourself. But I guess all the money in the world won't cure some of the problems that people have.
Boy, and that's you put your finger right on it, Reese. You put your finger on it. It just, you know, what good? I equate it. You look at a heart surgeon or a brain surgeon. They're the highest paid of the medical profession. But what those men or women put themselves through, they're only good for about 15 or 20 years. Mm-hmm. And then they can't do it anymore. Not only can they not do it because they don't have the steady hand and the ability to stand in an operating suite for 12, 14, 16, 18 hours, mm-hmm. but they don't have the emotional strength to do it. Mm-hmm. So, and the same goes with attorneys.
Yeah.
Same with attorneys.
All right. Well, Jack, throw the number out there again if anybody wants to find out any
more.
Then
call me. I'll be back at that phone number in about a half hour. There you go, 307-996-6834. And I really appreciate it, Reese. I appreciate, you know, pretty thoughtful questions on your part, and I want to thank you. And thanks for running those PSAs, mm-hmm. too. It's important that we get the issues in front of the consuming public, because to just remind you again, the Supreme Court rule, the very first thing the Supreme Court said was, the purpose of this YLAP program is to protect the interests of the clients and litigants.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our number one goal. But we certainly want to help the attorneys and their families and their partners. And one that's near and dear to my heart is the whole area of the aging bar, and particularly solo practitioners. When have they been practicing too long? And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, you go in and talk to your attorney, and you see him at 9 o'clock in the morning, and everything seems to be fine, and then the next time you go on, it's 4 in the afternoon, and all of a sudden you look over, and his eyes are shut, and his head's down, and he's kind of dozing on you.
Yeah.
Now, that's the last thing you as a client need. Mm-hmm. Well, if that's happening to you, reach out. Let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know what's going on.
Well, I know you guys help attorneys, but I just saw Dave Montgomery walk past the door.
And that's
And you should see, Jack, there's times that 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we'll look in Dave's office, and he's kicked back, and he's dozing.
Yeah.
Can we find any help for him?
Well, you can. The real trouble with Dave is he tends to drool out of both sides of his mouth and when he's dozing. And I know he's been on air on your sports talk show. I mean, it's I feel sorry for the rest of you that have to deal with that situation. And he's a good guy. He's got a lot of good things about him. But and I'm so glad to see him moseying in at 8:35 in the morning, too.
Oh, yeah, we've caught him dozing on more than one occasion. Jack, we certainly appreciate you, the Wyoming Lawyers Assistance Program. And, you know, hopefully, you know, just every little bit will help.
It sure does.
These people get on to the to help whatever it is bothering them. Jack, thanks for joining us.
Hey,
today.
Thank you, sir.
This is 1240 KFBC, Cheyenne Today. We need to take a break. We're back after this.
In the United States, a lot of things require a license. It's intended to show that you're qualified for